Hi, and welcome to JCB Radio. I'm your host, Cody Powers. With me this week is...
Miller.
Coming in at number 21.
Nice. So, we were off last week, mostly because I forgot my laptop, but a couple of interesting things happened in the 2 weeks, so it's kind of good we took the week off so we actually have something to talk about this week.
For sure.
We should
start doing it every other week.
Just but if we do it every other week, I feel like we'd be lazy and forget it.
True.
Because that's just how we are.
Yeah.
So, missed a couple things. I guess I'll just kind of get into what we've been doing the last couple weeks. I've been playing the Jack Collection on PlayStation Vita, and I absolutely hate the first Jack and Daxter. I haven't made
fun
it.
With it.
Not really.
So,
I haven't made much of a progress through it. Just a little bit. I know it was
because you're slugging through the first one. It's just like,
yeah. I think if I get past the first one, I'll enjoy the second and third one more.
Yeah, I enjoyed the second and third one better.
I never played Jack. I was always a Ratchet kid.
Grammar
so, but I bought the collection in hope that if I buy this one, that they'll maybe come out with the Ratchet collection.
And more than likely will.
Which is my hope.
Hopefully they will.
To actually give us something to play on Vita would be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool.
We won't have that in play until the PlayStation 4 comes out.
No, we'll have Killzone. We'll have Killzone Mercenary.
Yeah.
All that's right. It, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, after Killzone, we don't have
after
anything
Killzone,
to play.
We ain't got nothing else to play.
So what about you? What have you been playing? I know you've been playing quite a lot on your old...
old PC. So, after... I've never been a big PC gamer. Well, as far as, like, shooters and stuff, I've never been a big PC gamer. I've always been an MMO. Always been an MMO person. Let me excuse my mic. But I've always been an MMO person, but, I've been... Since, crap, can't get my words together. Since PlayStation 4...
It's cool, it's a conversation.
Right. Since, PlayStation 4... start talking about the games like Blacklight Redemption, and Warframe. I kind of checked into it. They say they were Steam games, so I actually went on Steam. I have a Steam account, but I never really just use it. But went on Steam, downloaded the two games, and actually played them on PC, which I suck, but it's okay. And I actually like them. So I mean, I think for me not knowing PC gaming too well, and I'm having a good time still.
You ABXY in it, or
yeah, I think me with a controller will equal beast mode. Like I'm just saying. Shout out to all PC players. I have mad respect for you guys
because it's impossible to play.
And I don't care.
Anybody that makes that stupid argument that I control better with a mouse and keyboard, bullshit.
Bullshit, man. You have to have skill to do that. Because I probably got. I ain't gonna say the best, but I got some good hand-eye coordination. But that's
been
ridiculous.
Video gaming for a while.
I've been video gaming for a long time now. I can't action computer game. I can't.
No, I mean like.
Well, I ain't gonna say I can. It's hard to multitask like that.
Like StarCraft stuff like that, you can do.
Yeah, like StarCraft, and I mean like
I can't
strategy
do,
games
I can't
like
do Counter Strike. I can't do. I mean, I've downloaded them all, and like I can play like Half-Life 2. I played Half-Life 2 on there, but
it was fine. I couldn't play Half-Life 2 to save my life.
I can't do shooters on PC because
I need a controller, man. Like I don't know. I guess it's my mouse sensitivity is either too up or it's not up enough. I'm either turning around too fast or not fast enough, you know. And then it's like so many buttons. You have a button spread. I have no clue how y'all freaking do that reload R, and then you got to reach all the way over to L for your inventory. Like that's crazy to me.
I just want to push select.
I just want to hit select and inventory and go. So I got mad respect for PC gamer. Shouts out.
Like, I know one of our friends, he's a big Counter-Strike guy, and I don't see how he can do it at all. It's just...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Mac is just... That's all he plays is Counter-Strike, and he's still playing Counter-Strike. I can't play it at all.
20 years later.
But, kind of get into the news we missed a little bit. So, the BioShock Infinite DLC, they're going to let us know about it at the end of July. They're gonna let us know what they're doing. So they promised. I bought the season pass, so they promised us three DLC packs. It's been 4 months.
No, it's been
March.
Like March.
March is when BioShock came out, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure March.
Yeah, it was March.
So I mean, I understand video game making has got to be pretty difficult and it takes a lot of time, but.
Dude, that's what I was gonna
do.
Do you announce
something that you haven't even got started on?
It's like,
now, if they come out at the end of July and say the pack will be out next week,
yeah,
okay, all right, fine. I'm good with that. I'm excited to go back to Columbia to kind of see a different side of the city since I beat it.
Yeah.
I know you're still waiting to borrow my copy, so
yep,
I may let you borrow it. Just remind me next time
yeah,
we're together and I'll bring it to
you. I mean, you know, they're $29.99 at Best Buy. Just saying.
Yeah.
No, I think it's 17. No, it's
Battlefield 3?
Battlefield 3 is 17 for sure.
I'm not going to buy Battlefield
3. I'm going to play it again because I don't want to play Call of Duty anymore. I'm done with it.
So yeah, I mean you're looking at it'll be fine. It's just one of those things that I don't know. I hope it's a different story. I hope it's not. I mean, if it's like Minerva's Den was really cool for BioShock 2. A complete different story, complete different character. I mean, you explored a different part of Rapture. So I have high hopes for that. Also, I don't know if you saw the people that made the Just Add Water guys, the studio that made the remake of Oddworld Stranger's Wrath for Vita, and they made it for PS3, and I don't think it came out on 360,
but
they actually wrote an open letter to Konami saying, hey, please let us remake Metal Gear Solid 1. Like, do the HD remake of Metal Gear Solid 1. I would lose my mind.
I don't think it'll be a bad idea.
I would be so happy. I love Twin Snakes. Like, if they remade Twin Snakes for the one that was on the GameCube,
you would have an orgasm.
Dude, probably pretty close. Like, it was such a good game.
I hate going back and playing games. Like, that's like my thing. Like, some games I will go
old games
and
play. Is old.
Old games, but once I beat it, it's like, eh.
See, like I could probably, back. You know, like I played through Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 again when they released the HD remakes.
Patriots.
You didn't even beat it. You got half an hour in and gave up.
My dad, I got corrupted, so I didn't want to start over.
You weren't that far.
I was pretty far.
No, you weren't.
I was a good 14% into the game.
Which is the first 30 minutes, because it's all two-hour cutscenes.
And cutscenes were too much for my life, too.
You know, that was pretty much some of the basic news this week. Before we get into the gigantic news, we can kind of check up some of the stuff that we missed. We got a couple of notices that we missed, a couple of things talking about E3. Completely didn't acknowledge that they're making a new Mirror's Edge.
Wait,
which,
I missed that.
Yeah, they announced the new Mirror's Edge. I figured we did because we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Announced the new Mirror's Edge, but that was funny. They did the trailer and they showed just Faith and on a billboard, and then they said coming, and at the bottom it said when it's ready. That was it. So that's probably a long time away.
Quarter 3.
Completely didn't talk about Metal Gear Solid 5, which they showed at the Xbox conference. I'm excited about it. I'm a huge Metal Gear guy. Like,
I'm a huge Metal Gear guy too, but I've fallen off my stealth side. I don't know what it is between PlayStation 1 to now. Like,
well, you're that guy that in Dishonored just killed everybody because you didn't feel like sneaking.
I murdered everybody, dude. Like, bump legend, dude. I just went straight up the street and was like, freaking plague, stab you in the throat. Where my rats at? Where the rats at? I'm gonna summon some rats. Kill me some people. Like, I had the darkest ending of Dishonored. I don't even think they made the ending that I had on Dishonored, and I had it. Like,
just everything's so bleak.
Everything was bleak. I was just like, whatever.
So, I mean, Metal Gear Solid 5 looked great. The trailer looked great. Of course, it's the Phantom Pain, which everybody knew it was, but they did that stupid at the Video Game Awards, that the Phantom Pain coming from Konami, Kojima Studio. It's not Metal Gear Solid, though, we promise. Stupid. It didn't make any sense. Like, who are you trolling? Like, no one, because no one believed what you were saying was true at all. Arkham Origins, we didn't really talk about, but I know that I'm excited about. But you never beat Arkham City, so shut up.
I never beat Arkham City, so. I said I'm gonna play it, man. Like,
but you say
when Arkham City came out, so many other games that came out, I didn't have time for Batman.
Batman was really good.
I struggled with Arkham Asylum.
I don't know how you could struggle with one of the best games of this generation.
I struggled to just thumb through it because it was so, like I said, so many games. It keeps coming out at wrong times. It comes out at wrong times for me because I'm a shooter anyway. It's hard for me. Like me, I'm a massive multiplayer person. Like I like playing single player games, but like massive multiplayer has my heart. So it's hard for me to sit through and thumb through a game when everybody's calling me and like, hey bro, I just went 25-3 on duty, get on. I'm like, bro, I'm finna cut this game off now.
And then you just reset.
Yeah,
then you
just reset it.
And then 6 months later, you're like, I don't even remember my save is. I'm quit. I'm never going to play this.
I don't remember the combination that I just unlocked. I don't know where that Joker trophy is.
So, they also talked about The Walking Dead 400 Days, which is kind of a stopgap between The Walking Dead, Telltale's game, between season 2. I know you never played it, but those games are really good.
I played episode 1.
Yeah, I know it didn't grab you the way it didn't everybody else to play.
I don't want to press A to hit a guy in the head with a beam. I want to hit RT and blow that dude's head off with a sawed-off shotgun. Hell yeah. Like, but I mean, it was different. I give them that. It was definitely different. I mean, it wasn't my type. I mean, like I said, I mean, it kind of contradicts because I do like MMOs, but it moved too slow.
It was really slow.
It was really slow. Maybe like in the later episodes it picked up, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning, the initial episode was kind of slow, but after that it jumped. Oh, it paced up quick.
Well, I mean, maybe I might go back and try to slug through the first episode again.
You're just not. It's going to be one of those things. You just need to go. All you need to do is just, you know,
I need action off the bat, dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your type of game, and that's okay. That's fine.
It's crazy though.
So I'm expecting a phone call any second now for somebody to join us when we get on to our next topic. So we'll talk about The Division, which we looked at a little bit today. I finally showed you the trailer, because that was the game we couldn't think of the name of last week. Wasn't The Order, it was The Division, which looks awesome. You got the dude flying the little chopper from his tablet, you know, helping out his boys.
That was pretty legit. And then, it makes it better for me, because I like Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy has always been, like, some of my favorite shooters. I mean, Rainbow Six.
Pull it closer. I just wonder what happened to Rainbow Six, whatever the newest Rainbow Six was supposed to be.
After what, Vegas 2?
Yeah, but I can't think of the name of it. They announced like a new Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six Patriots.
I think they trashed that.
And they just didn't do anything with it.
I think they trashed that idea.
I'm sure they did, but they shouldn't have. They really shouldn't have done that because it was really... Ta-da! We didn't even know we were gone.
Not at all.
So we had a little miscue on something that we were going to try, and it didn't work. But we're back.
He was cooking for his family.
Yeah, he was cooking dinner. we tried to get, and he's going to be on the show next week, we tried to get someone to kind of, from the Xbox point of view, and we can both kind of speak to it, because we're both, you know, Xbox fans as well as everything else. So we'll get around to the big Xbox change, the big Xbox 180, I guess, if that's what the internet's been calling it.
They'll call it the Xbox 180. Yeah, we're gonna have all these bright
ideas. So initially, I'll read the little bit of press conference stuff that they said, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Okay.
The guy came out, I can't think of his name, the CEO, the guy in charge of the Xbox Games Division, Phil Harrison, maybe, or Phil something, came out and said, "Since unveiling our plans for Xbox One, my team and I have directly heard from you and read many of your comments and listened to your feedback. I would like to take the opportunity to thank you and your assistants for helping us reshape the future of Xbox One." And basically what that means is that after that thing they announced that they're doing away with the DRM, which was the trade in your games, that whole spiel is gone.
Check in online,
which the trade in of the games thing didn't bother. I mean, that was not my sticking point. It was annoying, but it wasn't a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, that was a deal breaker for me. I didn't mind the online thing.
See, that was the, you know, to me it was like, okay, it was really annoying, it was really frustrating, but you know, one of the guys we were, you know, I was speaking with just a little bit ago was saying that, you know, if you, you know, just be a more conscious decision maker with what you're buying. Like, so you're going to be, if you know you're going to be not able to trade something, you're going to make better purchases, and that's going to make better games, which is his side of the argument. Yeah. But to me, you know, I just didn't want to be stuck with a copy of Madden 25 6 years from now. You know, so...
I mean,
that was really annoying to me. So I mean,
I wasn't
really a big fan of that, the DRM side.
Not at all. I mean, that was probably my biggest thing, like the trade-in thing. Like, I didn't mind to connect to the internet because I mean, I'm on the internet anyway.
Right. So I mean, you're buying a next gen console to play online anyway.
See, I didn't mind the internet connection. Cool. I'm probably on there 24/7 anyway. That it was just I didn't want to own a game because most of my games are trade-in. Like, I trade in to the next game that's coming out. Like,
right.
It's very
It's gotta be a heck of a game for me to actually want to keep
it
for.
I can tell you right now, I got NBA 2K13, Black Ops 2, and actually, them probably only two games that I still have. Honestly,
so like
I said, I trade in most of my games unless it's like extremely off the chain or I consistently play it. So my game inventory isn't that huge. I used to have a hoarding problem, though, kind of like Joey Powell. Shout out to Joey Powell for the second time in a row.
Two episodes in a row.
Yeah, Joey Powell.
So, you know, that was a little frustrating to me was the DRM thing. But it wasn't necessarily a deal breaker. It was just a really big problem that I had with it.
That was the deal breaker.
The check-in to constantly has to be online once every 24 hours. To me, that's what aggravated me the most.
Because you stay out in the sticks. And
right.
Sometimes your internet is...
My internet's not reliable, but at the same time, if my console... I could understand if you know, if it was one of those things where I would be limited to, like, you know, obviously I'm not going to be able to play the cloud part of it or the always online multiplayer because I'm offline.
Yeah.
But what I think they did in you know, in for me, I live out in the middle of nowhere, so it sucks for me. There's no other way to say it. Like, this console, you know, the way they had positioned it as the future of gaming and the future of this and the future of that.
They just went back on
the word. They just went back on everything they said because, so, I mean, was cloud gaming not the future? If it's the future, then why is it not going to be there at launch?
Cloud gaming is definitely going to be, well, no, I say it ain't going to be there on launch.
It's not.
But at the same, I mean, at the same time, they're going to bring it back.
I just feel like they kind of caved. I mean, like,
I mean, they did. They
if you're going to stake your flag in the ground and say, this is our future, this is our vision, this
is
why.
They came out with some hard-hitting comments. I mean, with dude basically, like, the CEO basically saying, we have a gaming console for offline gaming. It's called the Xbox 360.
I mean, it was obviously a PR nightmare. I mean, it was a big, giant clusterfuck.
At the same time, I think, like I said before, I was going to get both consoles regardless. Anyways, but
if you think about it, the game, I mean, you could have had the Xbox One and been, if you had understood what you were doing,
anyway.
Right, that's the thing, like, if you wanted to get the PS4 because you wanted to trade in games and whatever, like, you just bought more games on PS4.
Yeah,
you
buy more games on PS4, but games that you want to try out.
But for Microsoft
PS4,
to completely change the direction of their console because the internet complained about it, like, how, you know, if you truly
balls,
believe in
man.
Something.
Drop your balls, bro. You put a lot of work into
you
it.
You just show you kind of don't have. I mean, you
so
lose
what's
a lot
games
of
like Forza and Sunset Overdrive gonna do. Like,
yeah, I mean, so like if I can play offline now, how am I gonna play offline with Forza if it's completely cloud based and all this cool stuff that it's supposed to have done?
Like I was talking to you about earlier, though, what I seriously think they're gonna do, though, kind of like how they have games that say use with Kinect or have to have Kinect to play this game. I think they're gonna have games that be like must be connected to internet to play this game.
And that's probably true. That's
I
probably
think this might be the route they're probably going to go.
I just don't understand the notion from, you know, it annoyed me. And the reason that I was not going to buy an Xbox 360 or Xbox One is because my internet connection where I live out in the middle of nowhere is DSL. So, I mean, even though I pay for the high-speed DSL, like the fastest I can get, it's still DSL, so it's still really crappy. But, I mean, I can play games online. I can do whatever I want to. But I was not going to buy that console because it wasn't providing what I wanted. But what you've done is the people that were going to buy the console, because of the cloud gaming, because of all the stuff that they wanted in this console, it's gone now.
That's cool.
So next week we're going to have Ian Gray on the show, and we were trying to get him today, and it was kind of short notice that we called him just kind of on the spot to see if he wanted to be on. But, I mean, his basic point was that, you know, all the people that complained about it on the internet got their way. So the console is going to suffer because Microsoft changed their mind.
They'll get those sales, though.
Yeah, they'll get that money. But for the people that wanted this, that wanted the always online, that wanted the cloud gaming technology, that wanted all this stuff that you initially sold all these people on, you basically just cancel everything that you've done.
Yeah, like initially with it, I mean, it's all people were ticked. I mean, we were ticked that they came up with those stipulations, but the more you kind of think about it, like I said, the only thing I had a problem with was that I couldn't trade in my games. But with the online thing, I was actually pretty cool with it once they announced the games and what it was.
Why?
Do.
Why? Yeah. Why you needed it?
Once they came, because that's what they, honestly, that's what they should have did.
At E3 was come out and say,
well, not
hey.
E3, when they announced.
Yeah, they should have explained why.
They should have explained why, because when we first heard about it, we were pissed. We were like, what the heck? And then when they came out of E3 and talking about Forza with the cloud base and then Sunset
it
Overdrive,
made sense.
It made sense. It's basically like MMOs now. They're just calling it cloud based gaming.
Yeah, I mean, to where everything's going to be, you know, powered off these servers. And so now I just wonder how much the console is going to suffer from this change in direction at the last minute. I mean, equivocally, it would have been like Nintendo saying, oh, well, if you don't want to use motion on the Wii, you don't have to. The entire system was built around that.
Yeah.
The entire system.
Right.
And it's the same response I had when they changed the ending of Mass Effect because people complained about it. I didn't like the ending of Mass Effect. You know what?
Game.
But I didn't. There's lots of movies that I don't like the ending to, but I don't call the directors and beg for them to change it. That's their.
Right.
That's the original vision of the people that made that.
I still haven't even went and seen the changes to it.
No, I haven't either. I refuse to.
Right.
So I mean, it's the people that have made those decisions. Like that's what they wanted this console to be. The console was for gamers. That you know, like they wanted it. You know, and I'm proud of what Sony did. I'm really happy with the way Sony went because that's the console I want. I want to be able to trade in my games. But if Microsoft, was sticking their flag in the ground and saying, no, this is why, you know, publishers asked us to do this, but as soon as that Sony announced that they weren't doing it, all the publishers abandoned Microsoft. They were just like, no, 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 Microsoft's the one that wanted us to do it. Microsoft, we didn't want to do this to you guys.
Right.
Please don't be mad at us, be mad at them. And it's kind of underhanded, like it's, you know, because you know just as well as I do, in those meetings, Microsoft sat there with Sony or with EA or with Activision and said, hey, look, this is what we're doing, you know, this is why. And it's just kind of a cowardly move by Microsoft, I think, to change. You know, I know we were one of the ones people complaining, trying to, oh, well, this is bullcrap, they shouldn't do this, this is stupid, but why change it? If, you know, people will initially adapt. How many people do you say, well, man, I wish I didn't have to get this data plan with this smartphone? Tough, it's the way it is. You have to.
You gotta do
it. If you didn't mandatorily make people get smartphone data packages, nobody would have, I mean, they would have phones that couldn't do half the potential of what they could. So, I mean, nice. So, you know, to me, it's just, you know, and I was talking to Mayor about this. And it's one of those, you know, I don't understand why the need to do it was. I mean, they had survived the PR backlash. I mean, they were a couple weeks out of E3. Everything was starting to calm down.
Everybody was like coming to realization, kind of like we did.
They were still
like,
selling. Man. Amazon sold 25 in that first week.
The only people with the bundle
in that
thing,
first
though.
In the first week, they sold 2,500 consoles a minute.
Yep.
They didn't say Xbox or PS4, but they said 2,500 next gen consoles a minute. And I mean, I know you pre-ordered one, I pre-ordered one from Best Buy, we both pre-ordered from Best Buy, but, like, I mean, how does this change? I mean, obviously, GameStop had to have known this was coming. They would have, they for the infrastructure that Microsoft was going to do, they have to have let GameStop know. They just would have had to have. You know, so, I don't necessarily know what Microsoft's end game is here. I mean, I know they did it for the almighty dollar reason, and that's not really a good reason to do it. That's not the correct reason to make a decision like that, you know?
Yeah.
I would have rather them came out and instead of backpedaling and changing everything and you know, just kind of losing face to the small... Because, I mean, if you honestly asked people, people don't know. People would not have known that it was this big of an issue. But, you know, Microsoft coming back and, you know, it's the small minority that usually screws it up for everybody,
sure.
You know? Like when I was talking to him a second ago, he said, well, the people that really weren't going to get the system at launch anyway screwed it up for the people that wanted all the stuff, that wanted the future that Microsoft gave. Because that was ultimately the decision. You had a choice, right? If you want the Kinect, if you want cloud-based gaming, if you want all these things, buy an Xbox One.
Right,
if you want things the way they are, buy a PS4. Like, if you want... the way the games have always worked by PS4. And maybe Microsoft was right. We'll never know now. We'll never know that maybe Microsoft was right. Because, I mean, ultimately they made a decision to...
Go back.
And I don't...
I'm pretty sure, I think they'll bring the idea back. Once everybody's got one.
But, I mean, at the same time, once everyone's got one, you can't just wave a sweeping flag and say, okay, now you can't connect to the internet.
Because
people
I'm not saying
will flip
that.
Their
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they'll definitely flip their shit down. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll come out and, like I said, with the games, they probably will require internet.
And see, that may be their way around it. And now, the more you say that, I think that...
That is the only way around it, to make up for what they've done. Now, I'm pretty sure they won't be like that around launch time. I don't know what the heck Forza's going to do.
Yeah,
I mean
that's
what they base their...
Entire game is based on that. Yeah, I mean... And I'm sure Microsoft turned 10s in a Microsoft studio, so I'm sure they'll have the money to figure it out. But, you know, will that game be hurt if you're not connected to the internet? Probably.
Probably. Because, I mean, it was
ultimately, you have to connect to the internet to reverse everything that they did.
True.
That's all the patch does. It just reverses everything.
Yeah. What if I don't? Never mind. I got to get on the internet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You would eventually, to make your console work, you still have to connect to the internet once. And if you connect to the internet once, it's still going to have it.
True.
So, I mean, it helps out people like in the military bases or people that live out where there's no DSL, there's no high-speed internet, or there's no high-speed internet. You know, I'm lucky that I have high-speed internet through DSL, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have any internet.
I've got 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to be using my one bar of 4G LTE that's at my house. But it's
30 megabytes.
I don't know, I just kind of wish they had a little more backbone about it. And if you believe in something...
should have stuck with it.
You should have stuck with it.
And people bitch. I mean, I know I was bitching. I ain't gonna stop.
But at the same time, what was your conversation with me before they changed it? I'm gonna eventually get one. The games look really good.
Like
they look really good.
Pretty solid. They look really good.
It's a pain. It's an annoyance. I don't like it. But I'm gonna deal with it.
I'm gonna wait, but I'm gonna get one. Like I was gonna get one from the start. I mean, even before they even announced it, I was like, I'm gonna get one. And then when they announced it, I was like, well, I'm gonna get the PlayStation first. But I'm still gonna get an Xbox because I mean, I'm Microsoft at heart. I can't turn my back on Microsoft.
No, I mean because the initial thing is that if you know, it's still true. I mean the ecosystems are what's important. So like I have more friends on Xbox Live than I do on PlayStation Network. I have you and like one other person that actually turn on their PlayStation regularly.
Not just use Netflix.
Or Blu-ray. You know, and all those friends that I have on Xbox Live, it was gonna suck to not be able to play with those guys, but
half my friends was going to PlayStation anyway.
Right. And you know, but Xbox Live's community is what makes it better in that long range.
For sure.
I mean, Sony's got a lot of work to do to complete their online structure. I just don't know if they can do it.
Dude, I think with the new Gaikai service and everything.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for the but Sony's doing the cloud through Gaikai, and that's a little interesting too about streaming games to your Vita and stuff like that.
I'm gonna have a blast.
You know, it's the reason I just look at my Vita and I'm like
it's got potential.
Right.
It's got hope. Right, because my Vita's collecting dust right now, dude. Because the last game I bought on my Vita was Black Ops. Oh, God, that was so horrible.
Yeah, you made a bad decision.
Yeah, that was bad. $30 I spent there. But, yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, well, no, I take that back. We played Smash, not Smash Brothers, PlayStation All-Stars.
That was after Black Ops.
That's what I'm saying. PlayStation
All-Stars was the last game
I played, and, I mean, we played that for a solid 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, that game was
until everybody started freaking spamming and trolling on that thing, man.
I would just rather them come out and say, look, this is what we're about. You know, like, to me, if I was running Microsoft, I'd be like, look, I understand that we're going to lose some customers, but the people that want to be with us, that want to make these decisions, that want the product, that want the best games, are going to come to Xbox.
True.
They're just going to. They're going to have to, you know, not to say, don't ever say deal with it, but say, like, it's the future. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. It's the way our system's built. You know, and the guy, he could have said it in a better way than being a dick about it, saying that we already have a console that's offline. It's Xbox 360.
He was just frustrated because it
didn't. Oh, and I'm sure.
He was just getting hammered. Hammered, dude. Like,
and it's.
So, I mean, the way he said it, he could have definitely came off different, but I mean, if you're constantly getting hammered, I'm pretty sure people was talking mad crap to this dude. Why he's at E3 and
yeah, I mean, because there's just fans.
Sony didn't make it any better.
No. Sony didn't make it any better by punching him in the gut.
I'm pretty sure he was in the back of the room just like, raw.
Yeah, and
why
I mean...
Why I oughta.
Yeah. And I just hope that...
He was looking for the power cord so he could turn off the lights and shit.
Yeah, I just... You know, we're still a long ways away. We've still got 4 months until November.
Kinda
so...
Feels like the NBA draft in here, man. I'm like, I'm excited to see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I think we're gonna know more. I'm disappointed, and I know we're a little late on our reaction to this, but I think that
I wish they wouldn't
calming down about it a little bit was probably not doing a show last week because I forgot my laptop. But
once we really thought about it,
you know, I guess I'm just disappointed. You know, because you text me and you were super excited about it. Joey, one of the guys we talk to all the time, he was super excited about it. But to me, I was kind of disappointed. I was like, look.
They texted me, I was like, oh, well, when the first one they first announced, I was like, oh, man, they went back on it. Yeah, that's what's up. Microsoft back on deck. And then
yeah, it's going to be
like,
great.
Once you really think about it, it's like, they went back on the next-gen stuff, though. Like,
yeah, all the cool
stuff. The cloud isn't going to be on launch. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to bring it back. But most of the cloud
games. But I think the way around it is pretty much what you said.
I think that's going to be what it is.
You want to play online? This game requires. Because I'm sure.
Now,
there's going to be stupid games. I mean, because the Kinect's required with everything, so there's got to be an easy way to make... You're forcing people to buy Kinects, which, whatever,
sure.
But, you know, I'm hoping that in the long run it works out best for them, but we'll see.
Sure. But, I mean, I don't know. My next question with that, though, I mean, like, even though if they do come with the games to say requires online, I wonder how many... Will all publishers end up trying to do that, or...
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it eventually end up going. If it's as cool as it sounds, if it turns out as great as it sounds, I'm pretty sure a lot of publishers... Because
it's the same thing with online pass, right? I didn't... Like, when we first moved into my house, I didn't have... Batman Arkham City had just... Arkham City had just came out, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't have online my Xbox. I was waiting on them to come, you know, I waited on AT&T to come hook up my DSL for like a week.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the Catwoman missions because the only way to get the Catwoman missions was to be online and download it. But it was free, with you just had to be online to do it. So I think publishers are going to start doing more of that, where like the big chunk of the game, like say for instance Forza, right? Like you can beat Forza, you can play Forza just fine, but like to get to like the, let's just say, S-class races or whatever, you have to connect to the internet.
Be able to race your friends even when they're not online.
And I know that's kind of crappy, taking features out of a game just to be online, but that's a way to spin it, I think, that, you know...
At least come back with it.
Yeah, or just say, you know, like, extra DLC for S-class races, which includes the cloud-based gaming, which includes new tracks or whatever. Yeah. Because those people that are online, it's not going to be that big of a deal to.
No.
You know, like I said, the thing that annoyed me the most was the DRM. If they would have just got rid of that, said, look, you guys can trade in your games, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. But
if they would have just got it, they
coming back on the cloud is, you know...
Probably
and,
the best.
But, I mean, the coming back on the always online, I know it's a good... It's an initial goodwill, like, hey, look, guys, we screwed up, we're sorry. You know, we didn't realize the reaction would be this bad, but do you? I mean, you would have had to have test marketed this with some focus groups of people. You didn't just come out and say,
"Yeah, hey, but we're gonna do it."
Hey, I mean, because if you come to EA and say, "Hey, look, the new Madden's always going to be online," blah 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 blah, where people are going to require to da 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 go through the whole thing. You know, EA's going to know, hey, our games are always going to have to be online, always.
Yeah.
So they're going to build their games knowing that there's always going to be... They're going to be able to do constant roster updates.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to hurt development of games. Obviously, the launch titles are going to be launch titles, which probably didn't implement a lot of these features anyway, except for Forza.
Yeah.
But, you know, games down the road, like Sunset Overdrive, like you talked about, how's that going to work? Because if I'm not connected to the cloud, I can't... What am I going to be able to do? There's not going to be any new challenges for me every day. Like,
right.
And that's what that game's built around.
Built around challenges and all that stuff.
New weapons every day. I mean, just whatever, you know.
I wonder if I'm pretty sure they're gonna end up making it a will require internet.
And I mean,
24
if you think about it,
or like
if
that.
You think about like games like Dead Rising, why would you have a tablet and not have an internet connection?
It's like that girl that said, "Never mind, that's work related stuff."
Yeah,
that was funny, dude.
I mean, if you have a tablet, if you have an iPad, if you have a Surface, if you have whatever Android tablet you have. 99% you're going to have the internet connection. Because
right.
What are you going to do? What, do you just like playing Angry Birds that much?
Right.
You go to McDonald's every day and download whatever you
internet,
want to do?
I have internet, but I don't have a computer.
I mean, you know, and most people have an internet connection. So that wasn't a problem for me necessarily. It was an annoyance. It was really annoying that...
Most people have an internet connection slow or fast. Somebody's got internet.
Right. Even if you got to go to your neighbors and get
even
his Wi-Fi.
You got to steal off the Wi-Fi password.
But we can go ahead.
I live that life.
Yeah.
That's the thug life.
Hard life.
Hard life.
Right.
You got to knock on the door next to your neighbor for the password.
All right,
pay
well.
Half day.
We can go ahead and wrap this week up, unless you got anything else. A little shorter show. Mm. Next week, we're going to have a couple people call in, unless you... What else you got there?
I don't think I have anything else.
Sweet.
Not that I can think of.
That away. As soon as we get done, hit stop, record, post. You're going to be like, ah, oh, I should have talked about... But yeah.
Dude.
So next
honestly,
week...
play Warframe, dude.
Well, so play Warframe is in?
Yeah, play Warframe on PC.
I don't think this laptop can handle that. It's barely running this. if you guys have any questions, email us, jcbradio@gmail.com. Always, please give us 5 stars, like us on iTunes, all that fun stuff. If you guys have anything else, hit us up on, you know, on Xbox Live. I'm Xbox Live on Health Space Pack, and then Health Space Pack, and then on PSN Health Pack, one word. But like I said, if you guys have any questions, hit us up. You got anything else, Duke?
Don't hit me up on Xbox Live or PC. Because my names are too long.
I don't want no friends.
No new friends.
I want to play by myself.
Nah, man. Xbox Live, XXMILLA731XX. And PSN, Milliboy, MILLABOIOFSTW.
I'd give my Wii gamer tag out, but I don't even think it matters. Tell Pack one word because no one has a Wii U. But all right, guys, we're out. See you guys next week. We're going to have a people calling in, so it's going to be a little more debatable next week. It's going to be a little interesting. Non-partial, non-biased. I don't want to become the MSNBC of West Tennessee's #1 gaming podcast. I want to have an open front for everyone. All right, guys, we're out.